man, half woman.
It's Gary.
I wanna hip you to the teeth.
It's Gary, baby.
All right, 29 minutes before the top of the hour, y'all. This tea is being brought to you by Thugs Only Cry When They Pitbulldies.com. Thugs Only Cry When They Pitbulldies.com.
It's being brought to you by Nielsen, a leading global provider of information and insights into what you watch and what you buy. So remember, if you're ever asked to participate in a Nielsen survey or study, please say yes, because you matter.
That is Gary. Good morning.
Good morning, Ricky. Good morning, America. Good morning to you. It's Wednesday, a beautiful, beautiful day in the neighborhood. And here's what's happening in celebrity news. Dancing with the Stars last night, y'all, was a real interesting show. You know what? I like everybody on Dancing with the Stars, but those doggone judges sometimes really work my nerves. But last night, here's what went down.
Carrie Ann, who would you like to say?
Rashawn and Chelsea.
Lem.
I want to say Rashawn and Chelsea.
And Bruno, just so we know how you would have voted, who do you want to say?
Rashawn and Chelsea as well.
Right, unanimous. Jaleel Kemp, come over here.
I love Rashawn Fagan. I'm happy they saved him. He has a bright future. Lynn, give him a 10.
That was dirty, but y'all knew that was going to happen, honey. Ain't no way in hell they was going to save Urkel last night, honey. They said, Jaleel, you know, have a good way. And he was peed off, honey.
His face?
His facial expression showed he was peed off. And he had the right to, because he's a good dancer, Ebony. He's a good dancer.
But was he really going to beat that other guy, though, the football guy?
What's his name?
Come on, Driver?
Yeah, the big driver.
No. But the guy he was up against last night has shaky legs. They were both kind of equal, but I think based on a lot of the drama that Jaleel has gone through,
it was the drama that Jaleel was going through with his alleged dancer backstage. So that's why they were going to keep him on. But they're going to keep Donald Driver on it, because that queen on there. And when he danced with his doggone shirt off the other night, baby. It was just a mess, but it just kind of peed me off a little bit, because when all three of the guys danced with their shirt off and they just hopped up on the doggone platform with Miss Bruno, I said, now, that'd have been a black queen carrying on like that. Donald would have never jumped up there.
Hey, Gary.
What?
You know Juicy fell in her deep freezer last night.
Gary, that's your girl.
That's my girl, but I could just imagine Juicy trying to get those mustard greens for Ricky and fell in the doggone deep freeze.
She fell in there, she had to step on some pot roast, two pot roasts, and some blueberry ice cream to get out. I'm sorry, I know you.
Moving on, child. We'll talk about that in a minute. Juicy, you okay, girl? All right, nothing celebrity news, y'all, honey. Oh, baby, Miss Evelyn Lozado, honey, and we know her husband will be Mr. Chad Ocho Cinco. Baby, their TV show may not make it, honey. It may not make it. There's a petition organized by the name of Alexis M. And she says she is sick of Evelyn with all that fighting on Basketball Wise. So what she did was she called out for a petition block. Now they said, honey, that she called all the sponsors. She called Burger King, honey. She called,
And who doing this game?
Baby, just a petition by the name of Alexis M, honey. That's all her name is. And they said she called all the sponsors that was going to be on that was going to sponsor their show, and told them, look at this damn show. Do you see all this fighting, all this ignorance that's going on with this woman? And they said they want her off the show because they don't want her and Ocho Cinco show to even happen. So the organizers and the sponsors say they know anything about it, but now they say, honey, they are looking at that show, and it may not come out of the can, child. So when people get angry, they do. But now Wendy Williams was talking about the show yesterday, and it kind of disturbed me. Wendy was saying, first of all, Shawnee, you need to just pull the show off, honey. You got enough money. You got Shaq's money. You just need to go ahead on and pull the show off. How in the hell she can sit there and say something like that? That woman got to work just like she got
to
work.
Somebody told her to pull her show.
You're damn right. That's what I'm saying, honey. If somebody starts talking about you and your doggone wigs, how you always talking about your wigs and how you pulling them on and off,
Gary, what the queen said Wendy Williams look like? What are your
baby, the girls were saying, girl, she looked like Madam. Then some of the girls say she look like Mickey Mouse. But, I mean, I like Wendy. Some people know, a lot of people think Wendy is a man, but Wendy is not a man. She's a woman, but I just didn't appreciate her saying that about Shawnee, because Shawnee is a black woman just like she is, and she got to work, damn it, too. So let her get her coins the way she can.
Those shows just are my guilty pleasure, I must tell you.
Exactly. We need that for our external stimulation. All right, the color today, y'all, is puddle. On the high end, you say puddle, and on the low end, say clayish green. A great color for today.
What you yelling for, Gary?
Because, hell, the horse didn't win. You want the producer?
What? Why you ain't calling and check on Juicy when she fell in the deep freezer?
Stop that. That's over.